Are you interested in living your life or navigating your life effortlessly? Well, guess what, friends and family? There's an amazing technology out there, innovation that will change your life, a lens technology that will help you with style, speed, and it's also smart. Friends and family, it's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Let's go. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Super excited today because I have two brilliant minds with me, two minds that are full of innovation, two minds that are going to break down this new Transitions Gen S lens that is incredible. And today I'd love to introduce these two handsome gentlemen. I have to my left here my guy Brian. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, thank you.
Awesome.
Dr. Glover, lovely to be here. Delighted to be here.
Fantastic. And my guy Nicholas, how are you doing today, sir?
Great. Very happy to be here as well.
Awesome. So before I get started, or before we jump into this interview and have a lot of fun and break down this amazing technology, and I can't stress that enough, amazing technology, my friends, I'd love for you guys to share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and maybe even a fun fact, right? Because we like to have fun. Let's start with you, my friend.
I don't start with me at all. I don't like having fun at all, actually. I'm a really quiet, introverted guy. Brian, my name, I'm from Dublin, Ireland. Absolutely love this industry, work in it for about 5 years. And my fun facts about me, I just love to travel. I travel everywhere, but I'm really quiet. I don't talk to many people, but I meet everybody and anybody. I'm kidding. I have a bunch of fun. I love it.
Well, I can tell your energy is right, man. I mean, you're fresh, man. I love what I see here today, my friend.
See, I like it. You see, my colleagues in this, they're questioning my style. Now I'm with Mr. Style.
So hey, man, you know,
Dr. Style.
When you're dealing with transitions, what you have to realize is that there's a lot of style. So it's not just with the lens, it's the person behind the lens as well. Ooh. And you're embodying that, and I love it, you know. But you got to tell me this, what's your favorite place that you've traveled so far, since you love to travel, my friend?
My favorite country in the world is definitely Colombia.
Ooh, okay.
Unusual one for you, Colombia.
Yeah.
I like Colombia.
I've been to Colombia, and I don't want to mess up the name, but Medellin, I believe. The beautiful artwork there, the colors of the building, the style there, absolutely amazing. We have, my wife and I, we have a colleague, Dr. Lena. She's from Colombia. She's a transitions change agent. And I know they just built a home out there. We're going to actually go out there and visit them. So we can't wait to take the family out there. So it's going to be very exciting. And I can't wait to go out there with my transitions as well. But enough about you, young man. What's going on, my friend? Tell us a little bit about, what you do, where you're from, and let's jump into your fun fact as well, if you don't mind, Nicholas.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm Nicolas Barbier. I've been in the organization and in the industry for 25 years.
Wow.
In three different continents. So that's maybe four different continents.
Wow.
So that's maybe a bit of a fun fact. I've been in North America, I've been in Europe, I've been in Asia, and I've been in Australia and New Zealand.
Wow.
So all for the industry, I love the industry, and I'm the global general manager for Transitions.
Wow, that means you're the big man on campus. So your fun fact is you've been all across the world, multiple continents. I'm trying to walk in your shoes, my friend. So check it out. I'm not going to lie. I had a serious case of FOMO, fear of missing out. I was not able to attend Transitions Academy this year, and I go every year because I love Transitions Academy because it helps me to grow personally, but also professionally. As an optometrist, it's very important to have all the right tools and resources whenever I'm seeing those patients and having that interaction. Mm-hmm. And when I was at home, because I had another obligation, I just kept looking at Instagram and I kept seeing all the new technology that came out, and I came across this Gen S lens. And I was like, what is this? Is this like a newer version of the Gen 8? I need some information. So I would love to really break down what this lens is all about. I did see that there's something with speed, there's something with style, and there's something with the lens being smart. So let's really break this down in this conversation. And Brian, I'd love for you to get started off with the speed, if you don't mind talking about that, my friend.
Sure, absolutely. I started even a little earlier.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, I know you weren't there, and you definitely had a fear of missing it. Because, to be honest, we waited for that day for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
5 years has gone into the development of this particular technology and lens, but. It's not Gen 6, it's not Gen 7, it's not Gen 8, it is not Gen 9.
Okay.
This is you gotta totally change your mind about this,
okay.
This entire product. It's got attributes. So we decided to start off many years ago saying, okay, well, what are the barriers what are the things that people don't like? What don't we like? So we said we're gonna perfect a dynamic light management system.
Ooh.
That balances speed, start, style, and visual smartness.
I love that.
So with speed, one word.
Okay.
Blistering.
Okay.
Blistering. I mean blistering. So,
all right.
But blistering to an extent that I've been trying. I think we built 450 different prototypes over the years.
Wow.
Yeah, 450.
Wow.
And I remember seeing the final one and saying, oh my God, this thing, it activates so quickly. They're like, it took me by surprise. I was like, what? So it goes to category one in 2 seconds. It goes to category two sun lens in 7 seconds.
No
it goes
way.
To full category three sun lens standard, 25 seconds.
Wow.
On the money, boom, full activation.
Wow.
So that's speed from an activation perspective. So you're getting the ultimate the
wow.
second you walk outside. But of course, everybody talks about in this whole industry about is a lens clear, how quickly does it get back to being clear,
right? That's
less than 2 minutes.
No,
less than 2 minutes this thing is crystal clear.
Wow.
Twice as fast as any of our prior generations, even though we
wow.
don't even talk about our prior generations. We don't want to talk about our prior generations because it actually does this product a total injustice. Because there is nothing like this. And I mean there's nothing like this. You have to see it and experience it to believe it. But take my word for it.
Speed. Wow.
It is blistering.
So blistering speed, my friends. I mean, that is fantastic. As eye care professionals, as opticians, as optometrists, whatever you are in the eye care industry, you want to have a product that can perform. And clearly the performance of this speed is just unmatched. As a matter of fact, it's blistering. I really appreciate that. That's going to change the game for me when I'm providing the solutions for my patients and most importantly, my colleagues out there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, it doesn't stop with speed, though. Something that I love and I know clearly you love is style, right? I would love to dive into the style, Nicholas. You got to talk to me about this because the one thing that really captured my heart as an eye care professional, but also as just a consumer, is the style that Transitions provides with their different colors of their lenses. So I'd really love to get into what that looks like and talk about whatever new technology or new colors that are out there, my friend.
And as we know, color is powerful. So when we started that journey of innovation years ago, we really wanted to set a new standard for prescription glasses. And we knew that we needed a product that can be recommended to all patients and across all generations.
Yeah.
So we really worked on, you know, something that has got the power to bring prescription glasses from a must wear to a love wear.
Ooh.
And we know that color is important. Color is that, you know, joy and pleasure that you bring in any product. So we wanted to do that with prescription glasses. And so what we did is to really develop the widest range of colors that there is in prescription lenses. So as you know, we had 7 colors up to now.
Yeah, 7 amazing colors at that, my friend.
7 amazing colors that we have actually gone into re-engineering to make sure that those colors would be the most vibrant, the most beautiful, the most elegant, and the most true tone possible. But
nice.
We didn't stop there. So what we did is also bring an addition to the palette.
We
wanted to make sure that color palette that we can offer is the best possible match for any frame and every frame out there. So this is endless pairing that we bring through that 8 color palette.
Okay.
And every color, what's beautiful about Transitions Gen S is that the 8 colors are all performing the same way.
Okay.
Amazingly fast. All category 3 darkness and all true tone at any stage of activation.
Wow, Wow. When I hear that, all I hear is happy patients, right? Yeah. And I almost treat my patients like my wife. Happy wife, happy life, happy patients, happy life, right? I mean, that's the key to being successful in the exam lane, or if you're an optician or an eyewear consultant, right? You know, I really would like to kind of dive a little bit into something that I love about transitions, and really that's the mid-tint. I feel like I'm a little fashion forward at times, right? I mean, no lie, my wife tends to dress me, so that's why, you know, I look this way. But that mid-tint to me is a game changer. You know, whether, you know, I'm in a somewhat shaded area or wherever I may be, I'd love to just really kind of touch on, you know, what that looks like, because I feel like that's one of those secret sauces that transitions doesn't talk about as much, but I talk about it all the time in the exam lane. So has there been any improvement or any change in regards to what that looks like?
Big improvement. So actually, in order to achieve that, we had to go and develop exclusive new dyes.
Okay.
That has got that power to really bring true tone at every stage of activation.
Nice.
So not only the color really pops and are beautiful and vibrant when they are fully activated,
yeah,
but they are going to bring that true tone, beautiful true tone at every stage.
Okay.
So that transition Gen S is really on trend with what we see in terms of the light tints coming up in the sunglass side as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, I would love to be able to see what this looks like. So
sure. I'm glad you asked. So here is a beautiful color.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I don't even know where to start. I mean, this is like I'm like a kid in a candy store, right? Every color is amazing, every color is popping, but I see a color that is just really grabbing my attention, and it's this one here, my friend. We have to talk about this. What is going on there?
That's our amazing ruby. So I was mentioning that we brought an additional new
color.
And this is our amazing color. So this is, you know, really the perfect complement to have 8 colors across the whole visible light spectrum in order to achieve endless pairing for any frame.
I love it. You know, I'm feeling all the colors, but if I had to choose, which I don't know which one I would choose, I really like this ruby. This is a game changer here. I'm looking at my closet right now and trying to figure out, you know, what's going to go with the lens, right? I don't know about you gentlemen, but I always start with my eyewear, right? And always factor in what transitions color am I going to wear? And, you know, being able to see this, I wish I actually had this in my closet. That way I could start there and just kind of work my way down. That'd be a game changer.
And you're right. That's the power of color. This is a true, you know, personalization aspect that we can bring to prescription.
Yeah.
That is a very important element to go really from a must wear to a love wear.
Gotcha.
In addition to that, we know that for patients, this is a very important element of the purchasing decision.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that's funny, Dr. Glover, because you say that, you know, I'm the exact same way. Every time I think about this, it's the word that Nicola just used, is personalization. So to me, I match my laces, I match my socks, I then go and say, what lens am I going to wear today? I'll pick amethyst, I might go with sapphire, then I'll go with ruby when I'm wearing a nice pink jacket, sports coat. Yeah, so you have that ultimate choice.
Yeah.
So the first time in the history of the industry, actually, Nicola made a point that all of these perform to the exact same level. So if I was to draw a little rectangle around all of these colors in terms of speed and darkness, I mean, it's a tight little tiny box. They're all identical. So you're losing nothing.
Yeah.
Zero. So you don't have, the gray, by the way, is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But personally, I like to go for rubies and sapphire, and a bit of amethyst, a bit of color, a bit of amber, a bit of style.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, sorry, Nicola. Yeah.
I mean, historically, I've always, you know, rocked with the gray myself, but I told myself for 2024, I'm going to step out a little bit. You know, I'm going to
go mad,
play around with some colors. And, you know, you guys got to complete palette here that I could just really change the game with my wardrobe. Something that I love about the colors that you guys have is that, for me, a personal thing is that it actually represents diversity, right?
Yes.
This personalization is for anybody in the world.
Yes.
Right? And something that's near and dear to my heart is providing diversity products and services to my patient base, because that's what I see, and every patient has something that they want that's different, right?
Yep.
And you guys are giving me the right tools and resources to be able to offer this to my patients. So this is a game changer. I really appreciate you guys going in the lab, making it happen, because this is going to change the way that I practice forever. Thank you so much.
Not at all. And I think the only thing I'd add is that, you know, when Nicholas said we re-engineered this, we started from scratch.
Yeah.
We said, okay, it's not just, you know, them remaining true to tone as they activate. They remain true to tone as they deactivate. So, you know, in past photochromic product
things,
you would have seen this kind of almost... It's kind of almost a grayish color.
Yeah.
That's all gone.
Okay.
All gone.
I love it.
This
I love it.
The same way, all stages.
Yeah, so it's just like seamless in colors. It just goes, and comes back, and there's no change. I love it. So let's kind of, you know, pivot and switch gears. I mean, we touched on earlier the speed. We jumped into the style. We touched on the new color, Ruby. We touched on a personalization to create opportunities for all of our diverse patients out there. But there's also that other S of smart, right?
Yeah.
And I would love to spend a little bit of time on that, because, you know, smart is a buzzword, but, you know, your smart is a little different from what other folks may look at. So let's dive into that, if you don't mind, Brian. I'd love to pick your brain on that, my friend.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. It's actually something that's dear and close and dear to my heart.
All right.
close and dear to my heart. In my past, I'm a PhD vision neuroscientist, right?
So oh, wow.
When I started looking at us building this product, one of the things we always looked at the kind of parameters that people wanted. They wanted crystal clarity in colors. They didn't want any kind of hint or fade or tint. Then we talked about the colors in terms of the style.
Yeah.
Ultimately, your ability to portray yourself to the world whatever way you want.
Yeah.
But ultimately, why are people wearing glasses unless they're plano? Unless it's just a stylish option, they need correction.
Yeah.
But visual acuity is measured in a really false environment. It's just in a lab. It's like, okay, you've got 20/20 vision. Happy days, great.
Yeah.
But that's a very static light environment. So we live, light in my view is the most powerful dynamic force on Earth.
No doubt about it.
None of us exist without it. And none of us stay within one light type of environment. So
right.
We've seen the industrialization of lighting. We see different light types outside. We go from dark to bright, bright to dark.
Yeah.
We're constantly changing. So one of the key things that we did was when we said, you know, and I don't know, Nicola, did you use that word, no compromise, but literally written across my desk, straight across my desk at home, and written across all of my R&D and people's is no compromise.
Wow.
So we set out to enhance people's vision performance.
Gotcha.
To advance how they can see the world better.
I love it.
And now they see the world better and faster. So to do that, you know, I kind of went back to my roots and started identifying some of the world's leading key opinion leaders, world-leading subject matter experts in various areas of vision. And visual performance. So we worked with them. They ran, you know, double-blinded, randomized, controlled, sufficiently powered scientific studies. That the beauty about that is it churns out irrefutable data.
Yeah.
That's actually medical data. This is data that we can now provide people like yourself, so with your patients, with actually the vocabulary that you want to hear and want to see. So we now have that. So the third core pillar to this product, it's not just smart, blisteringly quick. It's not just the most stylish product you're ever going to come across, but it actually enhances irrefutably how you see the world in a way better of a fashion than any clear lens.
I love it, man.
And we have a lot of data on that, and we could speak here for, I don't know, half an hour. I won't bore you on it, but I'll get you a load on it. But I just want to point something out to you really quickly.
Yeah, fire away, man.
Just have a look at the lenses that are in front of you right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Did you switch those lenses out? Did you change them out? Because they all kind of look kind of clear to me.
This is a game changer. I mean, look at the lens here. I mean, completely clear. And with this white background that it's in, it actually doesn't even look like anything's there, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, as an optometrist, as a consumer, right? Because I don't only just prescribe these products, I actually wear these products. Mm. I practice what I preach, baby. When I'm in that exam lane, I'm telling my patients, I wear this technology. And now I have a new product at my fingertips to talk about how great the speed is, how stylish the lenses are, and how this lens is smart but helps to enhance your quality of life more than anything. That is a game changer. That's going to elevate the way that we practice as eye care professionals, and hopefully our patients will love it, right? I know they will. But what is the overall goal, the ambition of what Transitions really wants with this product, right? Because I know you guys are rich of innovation, technology, and you're going to bring something new every single year. But if you don't mind just sharing, what is it?
So really with Transition Genesis, our ambition is to provide a modern solution that goes beyond correction.
Okay.
So we know that the core reason why people wear prescription lenses is correction.
Yes.
But today, we also expect more than that, and we want to meet that need. So going back to what Brian was saying, way back when we started that journey, we really wanted to understand what are the barriers that we need to remove to make, you know, a new lens that is not static, that is dynamic,
yeah,
and that is going to meet the needs of the wearers today. And that's what we have with Transition Genesis. So we have that no compromise lens where people can really go between functionality and pleasure,
yes,
with no compromise. So we really want to, you know, have that new standard in the prescription world for everybody to really experience a dynamic lens. And I think, you know, maybe let's put it that way. Why would a patient want to wear a static lens,
right,
when you can wear a dynamic lens,
right,
with no compromise?
Right. I mean, we don't do anything else that way. So why would we play with the most precious sight,
exactly,
right? Like,
exactly,
let's live our best lives out here, right? So, you know, we've touched on all this innovation, all this technology. When can we access this lens technology? Because I'm ready to get into the exam lane and prescribe tomorrow. When is this technology going to be available?
Well, that's the good news, Dr. Glover. So this is coming soon. And this will start in the US and in the North America market first.
Okay.
April 9th.
Oh,
is
wow. That's right around the corner.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Right.
Drum roll. Drum
yeah.
April 9th. And we will go fast. So once we go into the market in North America April 9th, then we will roll out very quickly in most of the markets.
Wow.
So we will go from North America to France and Italy in Europe at the end of April. Then in May, we will go in all of the Hispanic markets in South America. And then by Q3, most of the markets will be rolled out with Transition Genesis, and Asia will come towards the end of the year. So very quickly, we will see Transition Genesis across the world.
Wow. Look, guys, I'm excited. I don't even know what to say, right? I want a pair. Like
do.
Yesterday.
I do. You're going to get a pair, and you can. I think I already know what color you're going to look for.
You already know, my friend.
It's top right there. You know, it's totally clear right now. But that is a beautiful ruby love lens. One of the things that I think when I do think about this product, we call it Genesis. I think genius. I think ingenuity, and I think genesis of a new day.
Look at that.
Genuinely, and I don't use that word
over
like
here, dropping game, baby. I love it.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that sounds great. Last words here. What last words do you have, my friend?
No, I think in terms of the last word, we covered a lot. I think, you know, this is this perfect balance that we wanted to bring to reality. So that's a dream coming true for us.
Yeah.
We were really trying to push the boundaries, taking a risk to really do a technology leap. And that's what we have today. So that's why you see us so excited.
Yeah.
It's because that's that perfect balance between better vision, protection of the eyes, while maximizing comfort and style,
yeah,
and personalization. So really the whole package.
I love it. You guys, no compromise. Smart, style, speed, It's the best of all worlds. Live a dynamic life. Make sure that you talk to your patients about Transitions Gen S. It's a game changer. It's rich of innovation. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming out today.
Thank
this
you,
has been
thank
fantastic.
You.
I feel like I have all the knowledge to go into that exam lane and talk to my patients about solutions that's going to change their life. No more are we doing any kind of static type of prescribing. It's all dynamic, baby. Thanks for tuning in. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Stay healthy, stay positive, and stay blessed. And until next time, peace.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.